Welcome to Hands at the Table. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bramhall. Alongside fellow massage therapist, Boris Aranyi, this podcast shows massage therapists how powerful our profession can be. We believe that as a craft and as a profession, massage therapy is only limited by a therapist's imagination and willingness to put in the work. By sharing what we're learning, what we're working on, and what's captured our interest, we hope to broaden your perspective, inspire you to set your standard high, and invest in your craft. Thank you for joining us. Hello and welcome back to Hands at the Table. And this is going to be a short solo episode with just me talking about teaching, which I have recently started doing at the massage school, which is in Boston, which is the massage school that I graduated from. A couple months ago, I was offered the opportunity to teach a portion of the class's first hands-on, the introduction to massage course, which is a huge honor and is very exciting to me. I'm an excitable guy, as you've probably gathered. But it's really exciting to me because I get to be part of somebody's very first experience of being a massage therapist, which is just such a fortunate feeling, and I feel so joyful to do that. And what I want to touch on today is what I have been enjoying about it, what I find exciting as an instructor, and what I've been seeing in the rooms. I'm gonna talk a little bit about the things that I'm focused on as an instructor, the perspective that I'm trying to impart and introduce into the minds of these folks who are aspiring professionals in this trade school. And I'm gonna also talk about a couple of things that I find scary as I'm going into this. And some of the self-consciousness, and maybe self-consciousness isn't the right word, but I'll stick with it for now, that I've been feeling as an instructor. And I want to see, ultimately, I'm looking forward to seeing where things evolve to. Like, how do these fears and self-consciousness resolve over time? So with that, I'm going to just hop into what I've been enjoying. The whole process of massage therapy is something that I believe can be, and in my mind should be, a really joyful, very uplifting, very energetically generative experience. As massage therapists, we can help people find joy in their body. We can help people find joy in movement, and we can help them find relaxation and ease and grace. Like, those are words that always come into my mind when I think about what does a really successful session feel like. And I have really, really deeply enjoyed seeing somebody go, over the course of a couple months, go from very tentative, thinking about our first day of class, where they have no context, and they have come in, they've learned about the class, and then an hour and a half, learned about what going to massage school is, and then an hour and a half in, they're hands-on with someone else. That's such a scary leap for people, and for myself included, for all of us. If you're a massage therapist and you're listening to this, I'm sure you remember how terrifying that first day of class was. And seeing these folks evolve from that terror and big mental and emotional and spiritual leap into people who are really starting to feel confidence through their hands, developing the skills of listening with their palm, listening with their hands, and finding that connection with someone else. Like, it is just such a I'll use this word, it feels right. It's just such a blessing. I just feel so fortunate to be able to witness that. And in witnessing it, you see not only how it can help people start to transform from a from the perspective of a body worker, but also what their perception of themselves is. It's a really fascinating and beautiful and heartwarming, honestly, just a heartwarming experience, you know? So that's what's been that's the probably the most exciting thing, the thing I've really most been enjoying, as to watch that evolution happen, and to see these people see these people really starting to come into their own. It's just such a cool feeling. And what I'm focusing on as an instructor is helping them make the make some of the leaps that I've made in my conception of what we do as massage therapists, helping them make some of the making some of those leaps a little bit earlier in their cycle. So I think back to when I was in massage school, and the work that I was doing on the table felt like I was working really hard. Like I was trying to manipulate someone's tissue. I was trying to, manipulate the fascia. I was trying to break up adhesions. I was trying to do these things that, when I think about the words that I, that I, the descriptive words that I use when describing how I was doing massage therapy when I was learning, those words are all, they're all kind of aggressive words. They're words that are very mechanical. Like I am a mechanic doing this to you. And what I'm trying to introduce, what I'm trying to introduce is a reflection of my own evolution in the work, where I have my philosophy is much less that has shifted from I can do things to someone else's body, to I provide feedback and input to someone, and their body then changes based on that input. And I think that introducing that concept early on is going to provide a lot of benefit for them, because it takes the onus off of them to be a healer, to be a changer, to be a fixer. And it also takes the physical onus off of them to say, like, you don't actually have to work that hard if you can work really smartly. Like there are times that you can that a deep pressure is going to be called for and is going to be useful. And it's important for you to develop the skill set of being able to do that. But I think it's more helpful as a new therapist to learn the skill of feeling so that you can ramp up pressure, as opposed to find pressure and then work your way back from pressure to a light touch. I think the skill as a massage therapist, I think the skill of light therapeutic touch is a skill that is harder to develop, and also one that should be developed earlier on in the cycle of someone becoming a massage therapist. So I'm focusing on imparting that perspective early on. And there are three people that teach this class. I teach a Tuesday, it's a Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday cycle. I teach the Tuesday class. There's a different person that teaches the Thursday class, and a different that teaches on Sunday. And each of us bring our own perspectives. And for one third of those perspectives to be the perspective that I've evolved to makes me feel like these folks are going to have a nice broad view in. I'm sure that my teaching style doesn't resonate as strongly with some of the students as the other teachers do, and that's totally cool. I just want to make sure that there's voices in their ears, there are voices in their ears with a diverse set of opinions. So that actually transitions directly into one of the things that scares me, is that I am a white dude, and as a cis man, I'm really excited about teaching this class, and at the same time, I wish that there were I want there to be a broader diversity of people in the front of the massage therapy classroom. That's a challenge for me because I know that me doing what I'm doing takes the space of somebody who takes the space that could be held for somebody who I am right now saying that I want to be doing the job that I'm doing, right? And that's a challenge, like honestly a challenge for me. And one of the things I'm doing to try and address that is to be very conscious about the language that I'm using, to be very conscious about the choice of pronouns that I use, the like creating space for people of a wide array of backgrounds to feel confident in contributing to the classroom. Like we have like a diverse group of people that I'm teaching, and I don't look like a lot of them. So I want to see I my it's very important for me to acknowledge that I don't look like them, and that I am have a different live my lived experience is very different. So I want to make sure that they can find a space for themselves in this work. And it scares me that I'm not able to do that in to the full extent that I want to be able to do that because I just can't as like in my capacity as who I am, I just can't do that. And it scares me that that it's possible that some of these folks will not learn from somebody that looks like them. So I aspire to do a good enough job that some of those folks want to take the job that I'm doing. And do it themselves so that they can then start to, they can then start to be the teachers that then teach this class so that that the next generation of massage therapists after this can come into class and see somebody that looks like them and realize that from day one, yeah, this is actually possible. It's possible for me to do this. It's possible for me to be successful. It's possible for me to feel that way. And it scares me that there's a part of me that doesn't want to let that happen. That doesn't want to take these reins off. That oh, I like doing this so much that I don't want to not do it. I don't want to create space for someone else. And that there's some of a scarcity mindset there, but I also think in teaching there is a bit of scarcity, and like there is like there are so many slots for somebody to be the teacher. So I hope to teach the next generation of teachers. That's something that I'm really that's something I'd really want to I want that to be the long-term outcome of what I'm doing right now. But that's what's been kind of caught in my craw, to say to put it in, to put it lightly, I guess. And what I want to wrap up with is like the things that I'm really hopeful about. I've come into a group of people and watched them create a community around themselves. A community that's diverse across ages, a community that's diverse across heritage and gender. I've watched these people come together, and I know how beautiful that was when my class did it, when I was in school. And I am so hopeful for each of these people to have a really rich experience. And to develop that deep connection, to develop the deep connection that comes through going through something like this, which is honestly, it's hard work, right? Like you're going through trade school. It's a hard job. I had someone come in last night and it's like, It's like, hey, what time do you think we're going to get out? Because I have to go to work. I have to go to work early in the morning. I know some people that drive down to our school, take an hour and change to commute in. And like, they're making sacrifices to do this. And my hope is that massage therapy gives back to them the same way that it gave back to me. That this year of their lives where they're in the classroom enriches them so much beyond just having a job, just having a trade to ply, but also inclusive of having a trade that they can really believe in. I'm so hopeful for that. And you know, every day just to gather up at the end of the class and just get a quick chat of like, hey, how did things feel for you today? What did you notice? How are you giving feedback? How are you receiving feedback? Like having those conversations at the end of class really, you know, it gives me a lot of hope for what the future can look like for them. And frankly, these little shifts of messaging of you're not doing something to, you're helping someone else, you're helping someone change, you're making all of these little adjustments are happening. That's stuff that I think is the big shift that's starting to happen in our industry, that's already happening in individual practices, and it's happening in some schools, and I hope to introduce that in the school in the massage school in Boston where I'm at right now. So that's what we're gonna call it today. This is just a solo reflection on, you know, feeling, frankly, on just feeling really, really fortunate. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Bori and I will be back together. And as always, if you have an opportunity to, if you've listened to this, if you're listening right now, you've been through it. If you're enjoying this, please share this podcast with a friend, with a colleague. Please also, if you're on a place that you where you can do this, giving us a rating and a review will help other folks find us. It's been really heartwarming to see how, since our return, how quickly things have started to catch to grow, and I would love to see that growth continue. We're trying to do some pretty great things here with Hands at the Table. We know that the people who are listening to this are doing some great things in this industry as well. And let's find a way to lift all of ourselves up. With that, I'm going to leave you here, and we'll talk to you next time on Hands at the Table. Thank you for listening to this episode of Hands at the Table. If you'd like to follow up with us, you can find Bori on Instagram at Bori Suranyi LMT and Jeff on Instagram at J Bramhall. If you can leave a review or rating for this podcast anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, we would really appreciate it because that will help other people find the podcast. Thanks, and we'll see you next time at Hands at the Table.